William Bratton, the Law and Order cop credited with reducing crime in New York City, has been chosen to be the next police chief in Los Angeles. Mayor James Hahn made the announcement today after a 6-month search. Bratton is taking over a department troubled in recent years by a rising crime rate, a corruption scandal, and a federal order to turn things around. Frank Stoltz of member station KPCC was at the news conference today in Los Angeles.
Los Angeles Mayor James Hahn had characterized the appointment of a new police chief as the most important of his administration. Today, he said William Bratton was the obvious choice among three finalists, including former Philadelphia Police Commissioner John Timoney and Oxnard, California Police Chief Art Lopez.
My decision was clear. William Bratton is the right person at the right time to lead the LAPD into a new era. William Bratton best embodies the leadership qualities needed to make Los Angeles the safest big city in America.
The 54-year-old Bratton has headed 5 police agencies, including the New York Transit Police and the Boston PD. He is a nationally recognized law enforcement executive for his work at the New York Police Department, where he instituted a sophisticated crime tracking system that helped redeploy officers to problem areas. He also ordered a crackdown on smaller crimes like panhandling and vandalism. The so-called broken windows theory holds that such violations lead to more serious crimes. Some civil libertarians said innocent people were swept up in the process, but that policy and others were credited with helping dramatically reduce crime. Bratton said coming to the LAPD was a great honor.
I had grown up on images of the LAPD, Dragnet, Bad 714, Adam 12. All of the TV shows of that era celebrated an organization that set the standard for so many years of the profession that I wanted to join.
Bratton said he wants to restore the shine to the LAPD badge. The department is under a federal consent decree that aims to end racial profiling and get rid of bad cops. It's also down 1,000 officers because of recruitment problems, and the crime rate is rising. Some in the city said it was time for a Latino chief, since almost half the population is Latino. Others argued the mayor should have selected an insider who knew how the department worked. But City Councilman Jack Weiss said dramatic changes are needed at the LAPD and that an outsider was better.
That takes vision and leadership and guts and a willingness to rock the boat. Sometimes people who've spent decades in a bureaucracy are not willing to rock the boat.
Bratton is not entirely unfamiliar with the department. He served for a year on the team of federal monitors hired to oversee reform of the LAPD. His appointment is expected to be approved by the LA City Council within a couple of weeks. For NPR News, I'm Frank Stoltz in Los Angeles.